All right, let me get you random questions from Quizlet real quick so I can make an opening bid.
Quizlets? Why are you doing Quizlet? I haven't used Quizlet.
I'm gonna quiz you, boys!
Oh!
My name is Pino,
and I approve this summon battle. I'm summoning my avatar!
It's a potato!
It's a pineapple!
It would be a pineapple, wouldn't it?
Yeah, a pineapple with sunglasses that dabs.
And a gun.
And a gun.
He's just got a gun? What is this potato gonna do?
Dude, this potato's gonna get fucking shot.
You feel lucky, punk.
But little did Chuck know, not only was it a potato, but it was a potato masher.
Wait, what?
It's exactly what your imagination thinks it is.
It's a potato masher.
But it is also a potato.
That doesn't seem like a very... That's like trying to cut, like, diamond with diamond. That doesn't work off. That just doesn't work out.
Hi guys, welcome to the podcast. This is the fifth time we've started to open up the podcast.
It's one of these episodes.
And I kind of want to start. Hi, I'm Pino.
Hey Pino.
Over there trying to scribble down the notes on his notebook that is on a cardboard desk. Well, that's garbage.
I don't have any props.
He came ill prepared, I see.
Oh man, you can tell how prepared I am.
I can't believe you're a pepper. And over there next to Garb is somebody peeking at his nose trying to get the correct answers. Well, that's Chuck.
No one's looking. What are you, a narc? Get out of here.
And even though I introduced my...
Get off my back.
And even though I introduced... What do you mean?
Stop it. No, stop.
And even though I introduced myself first, I'm the one looking at Chuck's paper. Well,
wait,
that's me, Pino.
Fucking narc? Get the fuck out of here.
He'll only narc you if your answers are wrong.
I'll narc you.
I didn't do anything wrong. Okay.
I'll narc you.
It's been a while, guys.
It's been a fat nut, dude.
Guys, there will be many fat nuts on tonight's episode.
No, that's not true.
Including our special guest, Thanos.
Hello. It's me.
Thanos, we've been dying to ask you, how big is your nut?
I'd like to tell you that it's pretty big.
His answer would be it's perfectly balanced.
It's only one nut. You can't balance one thing. You should have gone for my nuts.
We're restarting the episode. No, don't. Go on.
After that snap,
Pino was disintegrated into the spirit
world.
I'm
going to Thanos snap this podcast in half. It's now only going to be the fat.
No!
Funky and... That's what it's called.
Fuck.
I can't believe our host just fucking died due to the Thanos snap.
What is it about Thanos? Just the word.
It's a good
Thanos.
Word.
It makes me happy. It's like thinking about monkeys. It makes me happy every time.
This podcast is no longer about anime. It's about the logistics of the Thanos. And how big is it actually?
What we're talking about is this fat nut.
No, I want to know about the Thanos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just want to know how, like, what could you fit up there? Like, I know, like, you could put Ant-Man.
If you want to hear more of this commentary, you can subscribe to our Twitter at the Funky Anime Podcast.
No, it's at Three Weebros.
I'm not subscribed.
Why are you not following
us? I'm not subscribed to the podcast. Well, it's somewhere on Twitter, but if you want to hear more of the Thanusing, please check us out there.
Please.
And if you want to hear even more Thanus, subscribe to our podcast.
Well, you could message us directly so we could talk about the logistics of the Thanus.
Oh, right. Through our email, I believe.
Do you know what our email is?
Could you do that part?
Oh.
I don't
know. Can I read something real quick?
No.
It's podcast related.
I don't care. Read it.
Have at thee.
Okay. The host said it's okay. So, someone, I'm guessing a listener, Muramimo7,
bless you,
replied to a tweet that asked, "What's your favorite political podcast and why?"
Guys, I think.
And
where was this?
And Murari replied, at the Three Weebros, I feel like they really do their research. And and I replied, guys, shout-outs to the wiki.
Guys, I feel like we should be more political on this podcast.
Guys, don't get
guys,
political.
Guys, I'm going to be political, and nobody can stop me.
Don't do it.
I can't believe you're going to talk about it.
He's going to do a whole one politic.
Dude, I'm going to state all my beliefs in one.
Oh, no.
Don't
I'm
do
gonna
it.
I'm going to say it. I'm going to do it.
Your beliefs are
dude,
wrong.
Dude, you don't believe that gay men should be able to walk the streets with only their dongers out?
I thought this was a joke. I thought you were going to be like, do you think they should make a sequel to The Last Jedi?
Fino.
I thought we were doing a bit of a bit.
Fino, my bit brain is off the charts. Also, that's all getting cut out. Let's restart the episode.
Okay, we're taking the quiz again,
up.
Guys.
We can pick up.
No, Fino, restart.
The whole thing? Is this episode just going to be us restarting over and over again?
Don't talk about it. Nothing before this happened. Nothing before this happened. We are now going...
Hey, guys, I don't share Chuck's belief.
This is a good political podcast. What did we watch?
We're starting again!
No, keep going.
Hello, amigos. Welcome to the Funky Anime Podcast. I'm Pino, the one that's over there scribbling on his piece of paper gibberish. Actually, he's just doodling. That's Garb.
Oh, I know. I'll draw a fancy doodle.
The guy sitting next to Garb thinking that he's writing the answers to the test. Well, that's Chuck scribbling it down on his piece of paper.
Oh, wow. That flower looks like the right answer to me. Oh, this is a very detailed drawing.
Man, he's going at the speed of light.
I gotta answer all these
that
questions.
That was a coffee
before...
stain.
I gotta answer all these before the time runs out, or else I'm gonna get a shit avatar.
And then there's me, who took off his glasses and can't see the front board. Well, that's Pino.
Oh no! Why do you sit in the back?
Because I want to be cool kid. We are the three compadres.
I'm still writing.
Welcome to the Three Compadre Podcast.
I'm trying to focus
while Chuck
on my
continues
tech.
To write.
He's writing the podcast.
It's a Saturday.
He's giving us flashcards.
It's a Saturday.
It's not a Saturday.
It's a Sunday. Even worse.
We're waiting on Chuck to write out the next joke for us.
I'm almost done. Writing jokes are real hard.
I think we need to restart the podcast.
No. Keep going.
I think we're going to restart the podcast now. I'm going to go erase that joke real quick.
That was so good, though.
No, we're keeping this one.
we're using this audio.
After the fifth reset, the MCU, the FAPU, kind of decided, hey, you know what? This is a good timeline. We'll stick with it.
This is
we're
the worst
speed running
timeline.
The podcast.
I can't believe that we're going to be at the bottom of the speedrunning leaderboard for our own podcast.
Yes. Welcome back, guys. It's really been a while, you know? We've been pretty busy these past couple weeks.
But we just talked for a half an hour.
No, it's been a while.
Thank you for breaking the immersion, dude, Mr. Garbalax.
Listen, I'm all about what's real. Come on.
None of this anime is real. Yeah. I'm like, you're not real.
We're on a show talking women about anime.
Women aren't real. Women aren't real. They would have talked to me by now. Welcome back to the podcast that makes jokes and completely forgets to talk about the anime.
What's anime?
This week, we decided to watch an anime, though.
Did we?
Which is very, it's very weird. It's called Baka and Test. But the longer name, I can't pronounce. So that's what we'll call it.
Can you try it one more time?
Sure. Baka and Test summon the beasts.
No, can you try one more?
He japed
us. No, thank you.
Hey, one more time. One more time for the blind viewers, please.
With feeling. Okay.
You know what? I took my allergy pills. You know, I can smell, so I can read. So
hey, Pano.
It's fine.
Pano.
Yeah.
I took your pills.
Well, excuse?
You'll never be able to see again.
Ah!
I have your allergy pills.
We have so many pills.
Welcome to the episode where we make crack.
Welcome to the Funny Noise Podcast.
It really does turn into that every time, doesn't it? Children.
Can we get a shirt that just is the Funny Noise Podcast?
Please.
No.
Okay. Yeah. Are you going to host the episode? Yeah.
This series is a Japanese anime, if you didn't know. Did you know that?
I never had anyone tell me, but I kind of guessed.
Oh. That's,
what is anime?
Cool. Who is anime?
John
Anime is my third favorite anime character.
Hentai Marine.
Nope, we're not talking about hentai. Not allowed.
No, it's not allowed.
That's just his title.
No, I don't care. Shut your fat mouth.
Shoot me down.
Anyways, the studio behind these guys is Silver Link, who created a anime adaptation to the manga, which was adapted from a light novel.
Bless you.
Into an anime.
Wow.
I think in the year 2010 and 2011.
What about 2012?
The first season was 13 episodes and two OVAs. And a PSP game, as I guess you can tell, I'm reading the wiki.
Shoutouts to
because
the wiki.
I didn't study on my test.
You're gonna get stuck in P class.
If this podcast was a class, we would all fail.
Yeah,
that's true. I'd get $10.
Yeah. $10.
Yeah.
Why would you only get $10?
Because that's how good I did.
But what if I gave you a quarter?
I would. Look at it real close. Got to take out my microscope to investigate it.
Okay.
It is, in fact, a real quarter. And then after that, I would stick it
in your
my
nose?
Pantaloons for later.
What if I additionally give you a dime and say that you can keep the dime if you put it up your nose?
Can I put it in my toes?
Yes.
Okay, I do that.
Okay. You now have an additional 10 cents.
Nice.
What is your next move?
Well, what? I'm going to put this monster card down in reverse and activate my blue eyes white dragon. I'm going to attack Pido.
Oh no! Well,
he loses all of his life points.
But I'm Charizard. Playing Pokemon, like a nerd. What the hell happened? I was doing a thing. I'm not used to podcasting anymore. Well, then there was a second season later. Yay!
I knew what was it a long time ago. And now that it isn't it. And what's it now won't be it later.
We are most certainly not it.
We never will be it.
I remember when we were it, though.
We were never it.
We could be it.
We never had a chance.
You didn't even give us a chance.
Anyways,
thank God
let me start again.
Thank God no.
Studio
who
drew this people was Silver Link. This was directed by Shin Onuma.
Bless you. Have they done anything else?
Katsushichi.
Bless you.
Can I? Could I? Please, can I please finish this without any interruption by the likes of two trees?
Well, it's like a bush and a tree.
That's why I said, wait a second. No, you guys are like trees. You're like a palm tree swaying in the breeze, and then we have like a
he's a bonsai tree.
No, that's me. Not me.
And that's why he'd be a bush.
Oh, what am I?
You're a bush.
I'm Jeb Bush. Wait,
wouldn't I just be a shrub?
Please clap.
Let's just talk about what Silver Link did. You may know Silver Link as the people who made Oni AI, which is weird.
Oni AI?
Yes.
That fucking
Oni plays?
That purple thing that like PewDiePie played 7 years ago.
I don't think that's the same.
Is that what you don't? No, I'm thinking of something else. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
They are known for the best anime. Shut up, everyone. Shut up. They made they animated Watamote. You've never seen Watamote?
Nope.
Watamote?
No. That's a Pino show.
Oh, okay, you're right.
I would
right.
never.
They also animated Strike the Blood, Non Non Bi Yori, some of the Fate side spin-off things, and some more. So you know, get ready to see some of those later. Right? They made Miss Caretaker Son of Sonohara. Oh my god.
I've never heard of that.
That's Big Boopy Babysitter.
Oh no.
Wait, no.
Oh.
No, we can't watch that.
I'm watching that.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. It's going to be a Pino show. Get ready.
I'm going to cry.
We're going to watch
Hentai. And then the second season, titled Baka to Test no Shokanjuni.
Bless you.
Thank you. Aired July 8th, 2011 through September 30th, 2011. Again, another 13 episodes. Both of the seasons, which were dubbed by our favorite people in the world. Funimation, please sponsor us.
Hey, Funimation, if you want to sponsor us, we'll do it.
We'll even shout out your shitty streaming service.
Don't say that.
I was going to say, and we'll actually put effort in the podcast.
That would take a lot more than just one sponsorship.
I try to have a Word document with my outline every week, except this week.
Sometimes I don't speak English.
I go out of my way to not make a document.
That's kind of...
It's so minor, just chaotic. Just the way I like it.
I understand that. But the series revolves around kids who attend Fumizuki Academy, a school in which you are ranked by your grade... And given, you know, equipment that, I guess, is based on the grade you get. So if you have an A or you're an A class student, you'll have the best food, you'll have the best classrooms, you'll feel like you're living in Beverly Hills. Living in Beverly Hills. And, or if you have a lower grade, like an F or an E.
Oh, no.
Or both, you know? Mm-hmm. They're kind of bad.
FAP.
If you have an F, you're stuck with this podcast. You get the worst type of equipment. You'll get no chairs. You'll get pillows.
Cardboard.
You'll even get cardboard boxes. Heck, you won't even have a decent teacher. He's not even there for half of the series, guys.
And he certainly won't give half a shit.
It's true.
Not even in his narration.
Why don't we all just start talking like this?
We'll just do
Welcome
the entire
back to
episode
the funky
like this.
Hi, my name is Pino.
I can't believe that I'm a banana.
I can't believe it either. Now, whoever laughs first loses. And, of course, this follows the story of Akihisa Yoshi. He is an idiot.
My world got flipped, turned upside down.
And he and his friends all get into a bunch of shenanigans while experiencing their life as a... I almost said it. As a student at Fumizuki Academy. So, before we jump right into it, did you guys have any past experience with the show?
Nope.
Never heard of it?
Nope.
Well, that's a check off the old Pino episode list.
What about you, Pino? Go on.
Pino,
I know you're dying to talk about it.
Well, I mean,
I'm dying to talk about the podcast.
Don't rush me. Okay, so back in the day, before I really got into anime, I was just, you know, I had my couple friends who were also trying to get into anime. One of them who was already a vet in anime, who recommended to me shows like Durarara.
Thank you for your service.
And,
were anime vets.
Had it not been for him, I probably wouldn't have recommended any of the Pino shows.
Wow.
Oh, thank goodness. Can we fuck that guy then?
Can we
watched
Durarara,
though.
What?
Go ahead, Pino. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. What?
I was going to ask if we can define what a Pino show is.
Sure, go ahead. You guys take the floor, because I have no idea
Chuck what knows. I would define. Chuck has it memorized.
Wait, what?
What a Pino show is. The three...
Guys, a Pino show, as described by the Webster Dictionary...
Why don't we
Pino
just put show it up, is Urban Dictionary?
No, shut up. A show that takes place in middle slash high school, maybe college, but, you know, that's a stretch. Two, a show that aired on Toonami. Or three, a show with a funny dub. You get bonus points for overlapping.
There's some other smaller notes in there, but, you know, that's the main essential three. And, we're taking a trip to school, so it obviously checked off the first one. And the funny dub? The third one.
It had very good dub. Mm-hmm. Very, very good.
And again, he introduced me to the show, and this was also one of the introductory shows for another friend of mine who watched it. We liked it at the time. I had fun with it. It was something that I've never experienced before, as like the zany, weird high school kind of life.
It was a trip.
It was a trip, and it's been like 4 or 5 years since I've seen it. So I was like, you know what? Might as well watch it. See if I enjoy it.
It was the right time. I'm with you.
Here we are. I certainly had fun. Hopefully you guys did too.
I enjoyed it. I loved it.
3 seconds.
It was okay.
It was good.
Didn't blow my top off or anything.
No. It was nice and wacky, just the way I like it.
We've watched some wacky shows that you didn't like.
Yeah, that's true. But you know,
it's wacky. False.
Yeah, it's wacky in the right way.
What's the wrong way then? Wacky.
So the wrong wacky is let's see, what are the wacky things that I hate? Anime.
Okay.
I can't think of a joke. I'm sorry.
Technical difficulties. Whoa, was that? Okay, let's restart from the top. Hey everybody, welcome back.
Just started the OP because we just talked about everything. Right. Give me one second.
That was a great history of everybody's experience with the anime.
Don't you like learning all the backgrounds?
Yeah, I love Pino stories. Ha ha ha, said no one ever. Ha ha. Let us move on and or jump right into it with the OPs. So, the first, we have a couple one because we saw two seasons. I hope you guys are aware of that. We saw two seasons,
mm-hmm.
Bakken and Test.
I saw 30. I see.
The first opening was called Perfect Area Complete by Natsuko Asuo. And oh boy. Well, I'll just let Chuck tell you. Did I catch you by surprise?
No, because it's now just become let's let Chuck talk about the OP.
It's your segment, man.
So this is a fun opening. It's quick, fast-paced. It starts with a little cube and hovering the cube within the hands. And that's neat because hands float, I guess. But
we love geometry.
Dude, I love Geometry Wars on the Xbox 360.
That was Geometry Dash.
But this opening itself is very stylized, much like the show, which is always a fun time to have. It shows off all the main characters during this season, like all the ones that are focused on a lot. With like Yoshi's a huge fan, and like Yoshi. Inami.
Miharu
Shizune. I don't know what words.
Iwajima.
Shizuo. But then it's a fun song, and it has a lot of like little like effects. But this is very much still from how it looks, and this will go into more like the animation later. Very much still like early-esque computer animation for shows like in anime when they like transferred over to
digital
digital media. Like you can definitely tell there are parts where they're like, let's just copy and paste this three times, and that's good.
And here, but the kids don't know that one.
They'll never see. I have three brain cells, and they only have one.
Oh, and this mouth?
So many things on my clipboard.
But it does have a lot of personality to it. Shows a lot of the characters and how they interact and, like, their personality, which is fun. And the music's just, like, a fun time as well. A lot of pretty colors, which I know Gabe appreciates because he's a stinko.
Very much.
Oh, don't call him a stinko.
I like the pretty colors. Listen.
Yeah.
It's very something very simple to do, but it has a lot of effect on you know, the feel of a show, is the color palette. And this show almost looks like candy, you know?
Don't candy from a baby.
There are parts where the music syncs up to the animation, which is good, but then there's also times when, like, they clearly could have, but they didn't. And I'm like, why?
I can't believe they chose not to.
Miss like, potential it is.
I could literally go into an editing software and change it so that it would fit. Like, that's amazing. That's why you're the best. But like overall,
boss, you just fixed this OP.
Yeah,
amazing.
Amazing. They also do some like fun stuff with the credits popping in and out, which gets overlooked a lot when making openings, so that's always fun.
A little more playful.
It's not a sleeper anime. I definitely watch this every time just because the song's so good. And it's nice. But and then at the end it shows back to she like claps her hands around the pink haired girl, Mizuki. She claps her hand around the cube, which is the summoning cube, I think. I don't know what it is. It's just
I just thought it was an artistic choice.
I think it's an artistic choice for cubes.
You know what? Shout outs again to geometry.
Shout out to cubes.
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 Shout outs to the Mario question box.
You better not get bananas.
Oh, no. I ain't got a coin.
Oh, no, Pino. That can't defend you from that blue shell coming your way.
Oh, yeah. It'll make me go slightly faster and recover slightly better.
Anyway, the opening's fun.
Yeah, opening's pretty fun. I didn't recall most of it until they said one more chance, and I was like, I've been reawoken.
I've been finna woke.
I realized I liked opening one. I liked
it. Yeah, opening one's a lot of good.
It is. But let's talk about those ending themes.
Well, this first ending theme.
First one comes to us by the title of Baka Go Home by Milktub, which was used in episodes 1 through 6, 10, and 13, which that was fun.
I love this ending a whole lot. I'm a sucker for whenever characters are not in, like, their normal color palette. I know they do that a lot in JoJo, and, like, that's a wonderful stylistic choice because it can show off emotion a lot better, or just, like, the theming of what they're going for. And this song is so fucking hype and exciting. And it has, like, albeit there's some parts where there's like, very minimal animation, but it's still there. And it does everything it needs to do, and it's just very nice to listen to and watch. I love this ending. Probably my favorite out of all of them.
It was very catchy. I would be watching and I wouldn't notice it, but I'd be singing along with it. And I was like, whoa, this is real good. I do remember this ending vividly, which was pretty cool. I was like, I can't wait to see the totally not related to the show, but kind of cool song.
It was a no skip for sure.
I think I skipped it because I was running. I skipped it because I was running a bit late.
Yeah. Understandable. Yeah. What are you talking about?
If you are lazy and want to watch this show in 480p, it's on Funimation's YouTube channel.
You can't just say that.
What?
You're roasting their video player?
No, I'm roasting their videos.
Guys, I can't believe Chunk is roasting their old videos they haven't updated.
Yeah, because it's in 480p. Fuck yeah, no, that. I'm going to roast
you.
Them.
Sony, come on. Hop on that. You bought them out. You know you could do better.
Yeah,
come on,
not.
Sonny.
They're not going
to. Hey there, Sonny. How's that PlayStation 4 going, Sonny?
Did you like Persona 4 S5?
I guess. Ooh. Guess what? It's going to be back on the PS4. Oh, maybe not for, Switch, baby.
For full price, baby.
Nice. And the second ending for this season was called Hare Toki Doki Egao by bless Hitomi you. Harada, Kaori Mizuhashi Emirikato, and Tomomi Isomura. I missed the S. Isomura.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Wait a second.
Would you like me to read that faster and normally?
Like,
Hitomi
Harada, looking...
Kayori okay. Mizuhashi, Emery Kaoto, and Tomomi
okay,
Ishimura. Because
I was looking at it, because I know where you're reading it from, and I'm just like, huh.
Guys, I can't believe they're using my anime list, huh?
This ending's okay. This ending's, like, fine. We don't talk about that. Mm. It's fine. It's a good song, but definitely not up to the hype of Baka Go Home, because Baka Go Home slaps like no other.
Stylistically, like no though, other. They share similarities, which was interesting. I that was an interesting touch. Like, here are the boys and Hideyoshi, and here are the girls and Hideyoshi. You'll understand later when we talk about Hideyoshi.
No, one of them was his sister.
No, I think
it was Hideyoshi.
Hideyoshi has the clips. That was Hideyoshi.
Yeah. She's posing as him.
Oh, right, because he is part of the theater group. Anyways. Yes. But yeah, that it didn't slap as much, but you know, it was nice. You know, it's an ending, okay. So I was like, you know, if it's great, it fantastic. Ending, like, if it's not, I'm like, eh.
And skip. It's still animated enough that I'm like, fine, you pass. Yeah.
You did it. You're not Durarara.
Yeah. You haven't made a one PNG and just scrolled through it. Congrats.
I can't believe that PNG is so large. Should have made it a JPEG.
You went above the bare minimum. Congrats.
I can't believe you passed.
Even if it was just barely.
Season 2's opening was Kimi plus Nazo plus Watashi Dead Jump.
Can you say that one more time, please?
Sure. Kimi plus Nazo plus Watashi de Jump! Exclamation point one and two.
That's a really long name.
Larval Stage Planning.
Bless you.
This one takes us... You know, I feel like thematically it sticks to what it wants to do, but, you know, it's a little more minimalistic. Can I let Chuck take it from here?
I'm trying to find it. Is it not?
It's online? The one with the cubes. The board of the cubes.
There's so many cubes, though.
No, this is the one. You ever play that one game where like you have the black circles and the white circles, and you try to make the black circles white and the white circles black? That's what it
felt
like.
Dude, do you mean Show or whatever that game is called?
Bless you.
Oh, I can't believe I walked into that one.
It was a funny.
I can't believe. Give me 1 second. Give me.
Well, then I'll describe it. So instead of a little more animation added to the opening, you have a lot more still images and a lot more solid colors.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so it's like fine. Again, has a little bit of animation, but there's a lot less characters, which I'm like, come on, I want to see the characters. I want to see
Big Sis.
I
want to see Big Sis.
But it just has a lot of still images, and I'm like, I guess, but like, especially when your first opening slaps as hard as it does, and this is the next one that you have, I'm kind of disappointed. And like, it's still a fine song, it's a good song, but the opening itself is just a little bit of meh.
Yeah, I would say this one's a real slow grower, at least in my opinion. Like, at first I was like, this is the thought process I went through. I was like, wow, opening one was so good. I don't remember how good the second one was. Goes to the second season. Oh,
that's why I don't remember.
But, you know, after I got to, like, episode 10, I'm like, you know what? I feel like it's fine.
There's some growers out there. It happens.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Just give it a little bit of time.
I like the song a little bit more than opening one, but they're both very good, in my opinion.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. Shh, that's not the police, I promise.
Whoop.
It sounds more like a radar.
Pino and a snake. Colonel, I'm on this podcast, but they don't like me because I'm dummy thick.
Pino, no.
Am I at?
No, not the Instagram memes. No.
Okay, fine, but he was on YouTube first.
Yeah, but then Instagram ruined it.
Instagram always ruins everything. It's the way of the memes.
Squeeze my hog.
Memes the deal. Wow. I couldn't continue that.
Guys, let's talk about the Edie.
All right, so this time around we got three. And
we only got one real one.
What do you mean only one?
Like the only one, like real one.
Okay. I don't know what that means. First one was Eureka Baby by Natsuko Asuo. That was in episodes 1 through 6, 8 through 10. And, wow, is that 12 everyone?
12 through 13.
Yeah, 12 through 13 is what it says.
Yeah, that's because it's like the one that's like the real
that's
one.
That's the everything. That's the one with the Japanese letters like running, which is pretty funny.
I did like that. That was fun. And then they got the little caricatures of them. And I'm like, this is pretty neat.
Yeah, it's like a little cutesy.
Still not as good as Baka Go Home, though. I love Baka Go Home.
Mm-hmm.
And it still has a lot of the characterization of like the show, but it's also just like, I guess.
Right.
I do like at the end when they're all in the carriage, Hideyoshi's
like in their dresses.
And Hideyoshi's there, and he's like, "What am I?" He's like a shocked, like scared face.
I mean, I understand. He's a guy.
Is he though?
Guys, please send us an email. Tell us what gender.
Tell us who it is. And tell us who I am.
Who am I?
Who am I?
Who is Yuse?
Yuse?
I am Mies.
Hey, Yuse guys.
Hey, you guys.
Pino's been waiting his whole life to say that.
Yeah. Ending two was called Baka to Koshito. Koshitsu.
Bless you.
Maka Koshitsu to Kodokushemi shi. I can't pronounce that. Can someone read that for me, please? By Milk Tub.
Can you post it in chat, please?
It's called Baka to Koishitsu to Kodoshumi.
Bless you.
Kodokushmeshi.
By Milk Tub. It's fine.
It's by Milk Tub.
Milk Tub.
This one's fine. They're walking in a spotlight for most of it, and I'm just like,
this was the I guess.
There's
the
no sharks in there, right?
No, there weren't. It's a good song again, but it's
you know.
You only hear it once, so it's not
right.
Yeah, you don't get enough time to get attached to it. It's unfortunate.
Yeah. And then you have "Hi Ho" by Milk.
Hi Ho, from home to work we go.
Guys, we can't use that. Disney's gonna buy us out. Actually, can Disney buy us out? Please don't. I don't want to be next to the likes of Fox.
Thanos.
That I do really like Hi-Ho, though. That one's fun.
That one was the Shoko Yuji episode, right?
Yes.
Oh, that was a good one, yeah.
Yeah, and it has a... I'm dying. But it just shows Shoko and Yuji, and they're just wonderful. And it's like a fast-paced one. And even though it reuses a lot of the
things in the episode,
animation from the episode, it's still good. I really enjoy it still.
Yeah, it's like, remember what you just saw? Here it is again.
and the song is real quick and real nice. So
right. That's about all of the openings and endings. Any last comments before we move on?
And it has the how it's like Baka Go Home. That one, it has the same letter stylings at the beginning. At the beginning when it says, "Hi ho, let's go," and I'm like, yeet.
Yeet. Thank you for reminding me.
You're welcome.
Thank you for letting me be myself again.
No problem.
Sorry, that's the police again.
Who are they going after?
You won't take me alive!
I imagine more like the Scooby-Doo.
Broom.
Meow.
Raggy.
Ruh-roh, Raggy.
Ruh-roh. They found our drugs, Raggy.
Like Zoinksoo. Like. You better put it in your booty.
Like a
Raggy, that's why we have the box of Scooby snacks.
Scoob, we don't talk like that anymore.
We talk like this now.
We talk like civilized humans now.
Hello, I am Scooby-Doo, the dog. Hello.
Bark.
It's Brian Griffin.
Hey, Peter. I mean, he's Shaggy.
We had to switch shows.
Hi, I'm Fred. Let's split up, guys. Okay,
Fuck off.
Yeah. Let's move on into animation. So, Chuck Matt talked about it a little bit earlier. You know, you could tell that it was kind of the digital era that they were heading in.
Yeah, like the start of the digital era, and it's, you know, mm-hmm. it's fine. There's definitely a lot of corners that they cut, especially mm-hmm. with a lot of the movement, like going down hallways and whatnot and battling.
Mm-hmm.
They used a lot of pucks on like a on a map to animate a lot of the movement stuff, so it was like, okay.
You can see some mouths where they clearly are just like squatch and stretch. You know, yeah. just like
and, oh my god,
they're trying to eat mashed potatoes.
No, yeah. there's a part where a couple parts, I guess, that Mizuki like steps into her room and her boobs are like obviously pulled down with like the stretch and push back up.
For somebody to bring
and
that
I'm like,
up.
What mm-hmm. the fuck is this?
It's really funny.
Hey guys, I heard you like boobies.
The laziness boobies. Of it kind of makes it funny.
Hey, I love boobies.
Hey, I love boobies.
Meow's dad, I miss him.
Guys, I can't believe that man loves boobies so much he died for our sins.
Can't believe he told us that every single day, even though it was the same
boobies.
Day.
Hey, I do love boobies.
Hey, I didn't know that I do love boobies.
Did you know? Hello, no. I'm knocking on your door. Excuse me, would you open up? I need to tell you something. I love boobies. Yeah?
Oh, congrats.
Okay, I'll be back tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah, animation's fine. I am not... Do not super impressed. No, I gotta record the podcast.
Okay, I'll leave your message.
Leave the message after the beep. Beep.
No, you gotta check your voicemail at the end. Goodbye.
Okay, I'll remember to do that at the end of the episode.
Guys, roast us if we don't.
But the animation is fine. It works. There's mm-hmm. nothing too heinous about it. There's definitely like the boob jiggling parts and. Some of the times where they cheap out and just do it on a map.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like,
hey,
I guess.
It's overall pretty good.
It's right. fine.
Mm-hmm. And that's mostly just like the... If you're generally trying to tell people like, hey, how's the animation? Yeah, it's all right.
It's animated.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
they
animated.
They do have their small little like animated scenes where they reference other things. Yeah. And those end up looking kind of good, which is nice. Like, you have like... Some of the Metal Gear stuff, you have the UI there. You have a lot of the, I don't remember what show it is, but a lot of the Macho Man looking faces. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, there's, you know that one.
I don't know what that is.
There's a lot of little references that I did like, but...
This is a show for gamers.
Yeah, it's a show for gamers.
No, because Gamers is a show for gamers.
I've never heard of that show, Gamer.
Gamers is a gamer anime.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Look it up, though. I know what you're talking about.
It has Best Girl in it.
No, it has Battle Royale in the intro.
Yeah, Sword Fight Online.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
No,
I can't believe
PUBG
it. Oh, no.
In the opening.
Wow.
I think that's... Is that what the gamers...
I'm pretty sure it was gamers, yeah.
Yeah, I'm checking it right now. The opening's good for that one as well. Watch that opening. Don't watch the show. Yeah, okay.
Don't watch gamers?
Gamers.
No, you don't have to watch Gamers, but the opening has a gamer reference.
Oh, what if
I'm
going to
put that on my list.
Lore.
I'm going to put you on my list.
I'm going to put that on
I'm
a
putting
lot.
You on
I
the
dislike.
America's Most Wanted list.
The FBI will never catch me because I am, in fact, too tall. So if they try and run at me, I will just sidestep and they will miss and fall.
That's, no, you're thinking if you were made of paper and you sidestep, you'd disappear.
Oh, I see.
Where did he go?
Don't tell the police.
There he is. I hear his voice, but I can't see him.
I'm a ghost. Ooh.
Chuck accidentally slips through the crack on the floor.
Oh,
thank goodness he's gone.
Well, what do you mean, you idiot? We're supposed to arrest him.
It was pretty weird, though, how we just fell through.
Yeah, man. It's that new diet.
I don't think...
Thank you. I've been trying to slim down.
Seems like you slim too much, my friend.
He's been cutting the carbs.
They call me skinny thick for a reason.
Skinny thick? Interesting. Yeah. Like Minami's broken... broken idol summon. Who's gonna crack first?
It's not gonna be me.
Music, however, I don't really remember any musical tracks.
There's a couple music. I looked forward to.
I don't really remember most of
them. The only one I can at least like think of is anytime Yuji and Yoshi would talk to each other, you get that nice little guitar, little strum, where it's like, hey, guitar. Man, we really need you to do this.
You gotta do goodness.
Are you sure I can do this?
I think you can do this.
All right. I can do this.
I can't do this.
We just wrote name. They beat me up a fifth time.
You traitor. You're getting lunch from two girls.
Oh my gosh, the FFF.
The FFF is very funny, I must admit.
We'll get to
even though even though that's a very risky joke, reference. I think it's very funny.
They were holding hands.
Ah.
Heretics. Anyways. yeah, I mean we touched a little bit on the plot, but this again, there technically is no plot. They're just kids at school and shenanigans happen, you know. One day you're fighting one classroom, the next day you're taking more tests, the next day you buy a little toy for a little girl, and the next day your sister tries to sexually assault you. You know, it's just usual.
Yeah. Dude, I'll give you a kiss if you don't tell me.
And wake up or I'm going to strangle you.
And they...
With love.
They do build up to a finale, but I mean, like, it's about the journey, it's, not the destination.
Yeah. Right. The finale is kind of there.
Yeah.
Didn't really... pull me in or like didn't I don't know, like I think they left it open up for a third season, but I really doubt a third season will ever happen.
I think they got canned and it was like, yeah, no thanks, and then they're like, well, let's do that, just give them the hope.
I think it was nice.
I love cans,
you know. Yeah, they stopped while they were ahead, you know.
Yeah. But you know, there's always you know, I would say there's always
on the other quarter,
there's there's always hope, you know. You got some classics coming back now in days. There's like, was that
the shitty one?
Didn't ReZero just get a new season soon?
I don't know if it's ReZero. Maybe it is, but other a lot of old shows that haven't had a third season.
Yeah, it did. I've been genius. Getting third seasons. I knew right it. Now. It just got announced like 2 days ago.
Nice.
So you know, never give your hopes up. Meanwhile, just like when we watched Black Lagoon and the author was like, hey, I'm ready to start writing more Black Lagoon. I'm like, okay.
Well, see, like, that's the thing. This podcast has unimaginable powers that we have yet to realize. Like, exactly. How we watched Nichijou.
And then
Funimation brought it back.
Yep.
Or no, was it on Crunchyroll?
Yeah, they put it on Crunchyroll, yeah.
Yeah,
but that was really close. I was like, I was so happy.
And every time we watch a show, everybody else just happens to talk about it, right? That's
Crunchyroll. That's Like how Akira happened, and then they were like, oh, there's going to be a live-action Akira, and we're like, oh, no.
Hey, Crunchyroll.
Was like, oh, God.
Please sponsor us, Crunchyroll. Don't even
get me started. Dude, I can't believe Alvin and the Chipmunks is going to make another movie.
Alvin and the Akira mite.
Tattoo art!
What was it that you were Theodore! Talking about that one time, Alvin! Pino? Pino.
Which one?
What were you talking about that one time when you were... Pino.
I'm listening. Don't worry. He's giggling.
The
I'm
time
listening.
That you, like, you put a connection between Matilda and Akira.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. That was when we were playing Minecraft.
Yeah.
Or when you guys were playing Minecraft and I was sad because I couldn't get into the server.
Anyways, guys.
Wait, we were playing fine, Minecraft.
And music was fine.
It was music Minecraft. Was okay. I have the recording.
It was. Why are we still talking one? About this?
I'm sorry.
Guys, go subscribe to the Minecraft channel.
We don't have just a Minecraft channel.
Yeah, we do. We started one just today.
It's called...
Just for this
It's FAC.
Just for this
FAC!
FAC. The Funky Anime
Funky
Craft.
Anime Crafters.
Yeah. Chuck got it. I got didn't you. Think of the name.
But yeah, music was... I don't really remember too much of it. So.
Right.
It won't change your world, but it did what it needed to.
It didn't change my world, but it didn't change my hurled.
Yeah.
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 So what's next?
Let's freeball it. Let's
wait a free second. Balling, boys.
We are not freeballing.
Oh, yeah, I'm taking my pants off right now.
No, that's not. Ooh, is that what that means? Ooh, I didn't mean.
Yeah, that's what freeballing means. Pino.
Ooh, I'm so sorry. It's like Jesus. That one time I said. What did I say?
La puta.
It was another thing. I said it to another group of friends.
No, then why is it relevant here?
Because it's even funnier because it was also a thing that shouldn't have been
not,
said.
It's not funny if you have to tell us about it.
No, I have to think about it. You guys continue on. I got to think about it.
God, I'm going to punch you in the goddamn throat.
He's doing a big think.
He's doing a big thonk, dude.
Die, Pino, forget about hosting. It. Let's go to the next
You're one. Hosting this podcast. You can't be thinking about shit that isn't this podcast.
You know what? You're right. Let's go on to the characters.
Yeah.
All right, let's start with our main four boys. We'll talk about Akihisa Yoshi first. Now, he is a second-year boy who is he is an idiot.
You are definitely an idiot.
he's a brown-haired boy.
That's a brown boy.
Yeah. He was born May 17th, 1995, which means he'd be our age, which is interesting. He's as tall as me, so I guess I am the brown-haired boy. Yeah, he's... What do you mean, very short? Anyways, he's a nice guy. He's just not smart. Just like many other male protagonists with female interest who like him. He's very dense. Yeah?
You're the brown, haired boy.
Why was there a comma?
Because you are brown and haired.
Oh, that's a lie. It's been winter, so I've paled up since then.
how pale are you now?
I'm George Bush pale. My fellow Americans, we must destroy Class D.
My fellow, we must go not.
It's not my the recession the was night. Not my fault. I promise.
I promise. The housing market crash was not my fault. I promise.
We can blame Enron. Remember them?
Yeah, remember.
I can't believe all these CNN documentaries are helping me to make this joke.
Uh-huh. We'll declare a war on something that isn't tangible.
Because they have something we're not sure of.
We don't have, and we're confused.
We're scared.
Guys,
we're
remember confused. When this podcast was too political?
No politics, please, on my podcast. I think George Bush was a good...
Should I read the tweet?
Wait a second.
He was a good president. He was, you know what?
George Bush, not George W.
No, George. I think George W. Bush did a fine job with all the cards he was dealt. He did a fine job.
I don't know. He tried to stack that deck and it did not work in his favor.
What? We're no longer the Funky Anime Podcast. We're the Funky Anime Politics.
Remember that guys, what episode should I listen to the Funky Anime Podcast of? Oh, dude, Bakuto Test, I've seen that show.
I like that one.
Yeah, it's about idiots.
Gets an hour in, we're talking about George W. Bush.
Guys, if you turn on the channel to C-SPAN number 3,
you get the Funky Anime Podcast.
And guys, as we all know,
please climb.
Fox News please was climb. The Al-Qaeda.
Wait. Okay, let's continue on.
Wait, can I read the tweet?
Okay, no. Wait, which tweet?
The one from the listener, Murari Parasu.
We already listened that to was it. From that's the gonna top be one. That's gonna be in the episode.
It is. I thought that was edited it.
We don't know. Something's going to get cut.
Anyways, Akihisa Yoshi would be as dumb as we are at this very moment. overthinking everything and giggling every 5 seconds. But he's got a good heart. I liked Yoshi. He was cool. He reminded me of me because he's hungry and broke.
Mood.
Yeah.
A big mood.
Yeah.
I do like him, though. He's fun. He's a bit dumb at times, like real dumb.
I mean, he is an idiot, of course.
Like chronically dumb.
I mean, it's true.
Chronically
dumb. Says so on his grades.
It's true.
Yeah. His partner in crime, or at least I would like to call it, his partner in crime is Yuji Sakamoto.
More like his partner, period.
Nobody can touch Yuji.
I wanna talk about that real quick. There's I gotta a lot talk of about talk. The ship. No, there was a lot of talk about homosexuality, and I'm like, yeah. That's neat. Like, I was...
Were you surprised?
Not really. Like, I was just like, dude, that's pretty fucking sweet for an anime released in 2010.
They know their target audience.
Really progressive. Yeah, they were like trying to. They're just getting people like, hey,
there's a lot of
normal. Even though everybody else was just like, no thanks.
And everyone's like, I don't swing that way.
I'm pretty sure this was marketed to young females. Me? So, yeah, and you.
We're young females. What are you talking about?
Yeah, good point.
Anyways, his birthday is June 1. Now I'm reading all the birthdays just in case there's one that's born on my birthday, so I can be like,
is that what you're gonna have to do from now on?
Yeah, his height is 5'11", so he's still a short boy. Actually, isn't that your height?
No, that's a short boy.
That's a short boy. Everyone who isn't 6 is short.
Dude, I'm 6'5", dude. Everyone is short.
That's a mongoloid boy.
Wait a second, you can't say that.
I didn't say Mongol. I said mongoloid.
Cats, they'll rape.
Fine,
and
I'll
pillage.
Call you one of those Leloids from Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
That would chuck. That's your official noise if you were in Animal Crossing.
Man, I want Chuck in Animal Crossing.
Though Yuji is in class F, the dumbest class, he actually is like probably one of the smartest in that class.
That doesn't say much, though.
I mean, why he did that? I mean, well,
he's just lazy.
He's lazy, but they do fill him in with a nice little backstory in season 2, which was real nice. You see how chivalrous he became, how much of a jerk he was before, and why Shoko doesn't seem to let him go, which is cool. I like him. He brings a lot of the funny straight kind of comedy to it, while also freaking out at times. Especially his interactions with Yoshi with the whole black and white thing we mentioned before. It's real funny. Make me giggle.
Yes. He's a fun character. I really and also red hair on an anime boy. Thank you very much.
Delicious.
I do love me red hair anime boys.
We have camera boy called Kota Tsuchiya.
Thank you.
Tsuchiya Kota. Camera boy pervert. Probably has the most nosebleeds during the entire anime.
He lost a lot of blood.
Yeah, but there was a scene where he lost blood and transfused the blood he lost back into himself. So that was genius on his behalf.
That's pretty smart.
Yeah, well, he does it a lot, so he has to get used to it.
Yeah, can't let the good stuff go to waste. He is much shorter than I am. Height 5'4". Birthday, September 23rd.
That's 2 inches shorter than you.
Anything below that is short, but anything below 5'6" is, I'm taller. he's a very sneaky boy. He takes a lot of pictures. He likes to sell them. He likes to blackmail his friends a little bit at times.
Don't tell nobody, though.
Yeah, and he's phenomenally intelligent in physical education and health, which is awesome. You know? And look at all those diagrams.
Yeah, he knows what the human anatomy is.
Right. Then we have Hideyoshi Kinoshita. Hideyoshi. I don't want to accidentally misgender Hideyoshi. Hideyoshi is a second year again. I don't know the height because it didn't tell me here. Or the age. But he is a twin to his older sister. What's her name? I forget her name. Yuko Kinoshita, who sometimes they're confused with each other, sometimes they're not. They had a little fun little moment where they switched roles a la Parent Trap. No, I'm just kidding, not a la Parent Trap.
Dude, I love Parent Trap.
Dude, Lindsay Lohan was phenomenal in that role, but I think that wasn't Dennis Quaid, was it?
Dennis the Menace.
Dennis. Hideyoshi is the running joke of the entire series, whereas what kind of gender is Hideyoshi, to the point where the series has to specify certain bathrooms for Hideyoshi.
There's a Hideyoshi bathing time.
I love that. It was very funny. And yet Hideyoshi is the most sexualized character in the entire show.
It's
so
very
funny. If you're into traps,
no, get into reverse. Don't say traps. I don't like the word. I like, I don't know. Just
come
like,
on, Dad. Kids aren't into politics. They're into traps.
No.
Thanks, Fred. Fred Jones told me that.
Fred, we can't talk about people like that.
I can't believe
that.
Fred Flintstone told you that.
No, Fred Jones from Scooby-Doo. Have you not seen the clip?
No.
Yes.
Oh, I got to show you later.
I know exactly. But, like, I don't like the word traps, you know? Well, also, he's just a dude. Like, he's not...
Well,
he's not hiding.
We don't
anything.
Know.
We do know he's a dude.
I don't know. They've been trying to cover up his chest since the beach episode.
That was funny. I must admit, that was,
little girl, you can't.
What do you mean? This is a boy's.
I'm a boy. I'm wearing a boy's swim trunks. No, put on a shirt. I don't want to talk about it.
That did make me giggle. But yeah. He's a dude.
He's a dude. He's a dude who likes theater. That's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Would Yoshi bang? It seems so. Would everyone bang?
I would bang if he was of age.
Ah, yes.
I'm pretty sure he's not.
Let me put that. I know exactly. Let me put that asterisk right there for anyone.
Guys, welcome to the politically correct funky anime.
Do not get triggered when we have that certain segment that we all don't forget about until the end. We're not there yet.
Welcome. We haven't introduced everyone. Welcome to the Chuck. Make sure that everyone knows that he knows what boundaries are.
Yes.
Well, I'm all about breaking those boundaries. Hey guys, welcome to episode of an ongoing
156
series.
Where we can take the camera basically anywhere we want.
Now, if we look behind Pino's desk, you will see a big llama. That's the joke.
And
okay,
if you
let's
zoom
go to the next
in on Pino's head into his brain, you can see a single light bulb with another smaller llama. Did he eat the light bulb?
No, he spit on the light bulb. No.
I definitely ate the light bulb.
Oh no.
Let's switch on over to the female characters before I lose my mind to this llama in my head. Himeji Mizuki is a pink-haired girl who is much smarter than she is, but cruel fate placed her in class F. She is 4 foot 11. That's incredibly short. Birthday July 26th. Very short.
She is legally a small person.
It's you get a card
legally
and you get benefits.
You get benefits.
Yeah, dude.
You get disability.
You get a cut in front of the line. But then it's the lines to the roller coaster, and then you the only reason.
And then you can't get on.
Yeah.
It's all just a really cool joke.
That would have been a really fun if she went to the theme park and she tried to get on a ride and they're like, you can't get on too short. I think that would have been really fucking funny.
Aren't you 12?
I would.
But damn, those are some gazonkas.
Yeah, she's the one who's notorious to the digital era of just the bajongas just moving up and down when there was no reason for them to.
The bajongas.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna use Warlocks. They already used that in Superbad, or whatever that movie was. But anyways, she is one of the Yoshi's love interests. She has that kind of shy girl archetype, but also bad at cooking archetype, which is pretty funny.
Wait,
you can't cook. Wait. she has decent amount of growth. I wouldn't say it's like, whoa, I can't believe it. But it's more like, hey, you did good.
No, I can't believe
it. You did your best.
You did your best. You didn't scream, I'm proud.
Not this
time. What if
time?
I didn't do my best?
Well, don't talk to me anymore.
Yeah, no. Okay. Get out of my face, fucker.
Okay, bye.
All right, let's talk about Yoshi's second love interest.
I left the voice call.
His second love interest is Minami Shimada. Yes, Chuck actually left the call, but I'm not going to acknowledge
that
any further.
All listeners out there,
but
sorry, this is
Minami
a bad
Shimada,
episode.
Okay,
bye, I'm coming back.
Minami Shimada was born October 10th. Her height is 5'1.5". And she is the other love interest of Akihisa Yoshi. She's Jamin! Sorry.
Jamin.
Hi, Chuck. Welcome back.
No.
Okay, bye.
Bye. I'm going to leave again.
I'll miss you.
I left
She's
again.
German, and
I'm coming back.
She had a tough pet. Welcome back. Welcome back. Are you ready to behave yourself?
Give me one more time.
Well,
I'm going to try one more
time.
This
is the Funky Anime Podcast. Welcome back.
Okay, am I
good?
Yeah,
we restarted the podcast.
Oh,
no!
Dude, sweet.
Not again.
No.
I spilled water on my knee. Anyways.
Wait.
Minami Shimada was born in Germany. She lived in Germany most of her life and then transferred back to the Japan School of Fumizuki Academy.
Yes.
She flat. Okay, anyways, next character.
Flat Justice.
And she has a real good style. She's got cool hair.
Yeah, she's fun. She's a fun, and also she wrestles and kills everyone.
Yeah, like she's gonna twist your arm and then you're gonna like, cry. Woohoo.
Yoshi just dies.
Yoshi dies every episode.
Poor yeah, guy. Man.
Yo, remember when Mizuki got drunk off those chocolate alcohol things?
That was
interesting. I remember the first time I watched it, I had to rewatch it because I was like, but why was she like that? And I realized, what kind of teacher did that? Anyways, the last female character I kind of want to spotlight is Shoko Kirishima, who is not in their classroom. She's a class A student, and she is the love interest of Yuji. However, she's got that cool, yandere kind of aspect to her.
Can you say it one more time?
No, we can't. Next scene. Anyways.
One more time.
Bless you.
One more time. Please. We need one more. We need one more for this cut. That's some real good radio right there.
Shoko Kirishima.
But yeah, Shoko Kirishima is a yandere, and she zaps. She's short. She zaps Yuji, and I feel bad for the guy because he has brain damage now.
I mean, Yuji's mom is right. Her friend was gonna turn into a very hot ticket, and you know he got it in the bag, even though he didn't want it in the bag. You know,
guys, I can't believe that Pino turned into a hot ticket.
I'm a meal ticket.
Every man and woman out there better be looking for Pino. Look for the short man.
That's impossible.
Who has a voice for radio?
Short is just a myth.
Only height challenge.
Pino chose to be short so he could blend into crowds like a ninja.
So he could take panty shots.
No, I am a gentleman. Not that short.
There are some pictures of you and I that make you look real fucking short.
I almost said something very incriminating.
You better not, or else I'll cry. Oh, wait, no, I want to focus on one more. Yoshi's big sister. Yoshi's big sister is very big. Next scene.
Oh, she's a big sister. Yeah. Next scene.
Oh, wait. Also, green haired girl. She's not that big.
Next
scene. Also, Kubo.
Also, Iron Man. He's big.
Also, what's her name with the orange hair? Next scene. Also, Iron Man. Wait, we already said Iron Man. Next scene. Well, that's all the time we have. Monotone Sensei.
Teacher.
Next scene. Oh, don't forget the FFF.
All right. I actually do want to talk about the FFF.
All right, sure. Let's talk about the FFF.
The FFF are guys in the F class that are sad because they're lonely, so they created a cult.
And then that cult. As you do.
And then that cult.
They're fully known as the FFF
punishes
Inquisition.
Everyone in class F to, if they're trying to go after girls, they're like, you're wrong, and we're going to hunt you down and kill you.
And usually, all their victims are, they're in the wrong. So, you know.
Yeah. It's fun.
Even though we don't know any of their names, one of the members is Sugawa, which is interesting. He's a repeating side character that shows up. Thank you. Sugawa is there. He's cool.
Anyway, is that all with the time we have for today?
Yeah, that's about it. Unless we have another thing we want to talk about.
What episode number is this?
This
again?
Is episode, I don't remember.
I think it's 36,
No, I might
right?
be 37.
No, I think you're 37.
No, that's incorrect. Please don't assume my age.
Guys, I'm assuming Pino's age. He's now 37
years old.
Oh, you're
right, it is
36. That's canon. And welcome to the 36th edition of Who's the Best Girl, the part of the podcast where each contestant puts forward their choice for Best Girl of the episode and do it out for the title of Best Girl. Today our contestants, once again, will always be Pino, Garb, myself, and the audience and our Patreon if we remember to ask them and they respond quickly.
Oh, no.
Okay. So who are we each advocating for?
I pick Hideyoshi.
I don't think we even asked. I pick Minami.
One second. We're professionals.
We're totally professional. We're totally not doing time.
And I picked. Oh, fuck.
Didn't you pick?
I'm gonna pick
Yuji.
I don't know.
Yeah, pick Yuji. Yuji's your boy, man.
Or are you gonna pick?
I was gonna pick Big Sister. I was gonna pick.
Oh my!
I was gonna either pick Yuji or Big Sister.
You go ahead, man.
I'm gonna pick Iron Man.
Oh, wait a second! You only had two choices there.
go ahead.
All right. So I'm gonna be real. I wanted to pick Minami, but Pino has dibs, which that is a very respectable choice.
But defend Hideyoshi, or else I'll defend him for you.
So
bless you.
Hideyoshi is. It's a funnier character.
It's hideous. That's why it's hideous.
It's a funnier character than we've ever had. Hideyoshi is the key to all of this, you see.
Hideyoshi is the lewdest character we've ever had.
Wait. All the gags, the bits, they're all very funny. They make me ha-ha. Mm-hmm. And the wiki lists the gender as Hideyoshi with a space between each character. And, yeah. I like Hideyoshi as well.
The
pool episode, that made me laugh very, very hard.
I like the episode with the spooky house where the guy confesses to her and he screams.
Yeah. And whenever he was acting the part, and Yoshi fell in love for a hot moment there.
Yeah.
That was very good.
I mean, he's always in love. He's always been in love.
That's true.
Yeah. Who is it, though?
Hideyoshi is the Patreon pick for this episode because we almost forgot, but our one Patreon person got back to us.
Yes, because Hideyoshi is good. The patrons know it. Everybody knows it.
It's a general opinion, it's a generally good opinion.
And if you disagree, well, you better join our Patreon, so tell us otherwise. That's what you get. You have to pay for your opinions.
Yeah, your opinions don't matter unless you give us money.
Guys, we're shallow.
I'm progressive, I swear. Thank you for your money.
Hideyoshi, I don't know. Hideyoshi's very much just like kind of...
Hideyoshi
kind of talks like this a lot.
Yeah, but that's part of the joke.
I mean, it's the same voice actors
as sisters, so you know, you gotta make it sound like a man or a woman.
No, you don't.
Make it sound like a Hideyoshi, you know.
No, you don't.
Guys, I wish I knew somebody who would look at me the way Yoshi looks at Hideyoshi.
Pino, I looked at you like you're too tall. Together.
Okay, I had to say it.
We were sitting down.
You're too tall.
We were eye
you're
level,
too tall.
Pino. I am not.
I'm sorry. If you stand too tall, if you're a foot taller than me or just 6 foot and up, I'm sorry. I don't recognize you unless you pay us money in the Patreon.
But wait,
Chuck, pay us money in the Patreon, then I will acknowledge you.
No.
You're starting a war. Wait.
I'm going to start a war on Class P.
Oh, no. We got to get Class G to start a war with Class C.
Ah, shit.
You kids.
Ah, shit.
Just tell him he's playing Sekiro. Then he'll...
Yeah.
And then they're doing better than him.
If the test is on Sekiro, then I may be able to do okay.
There's like a 50% chance that you're going to do fine.
And everybody who fails must take remedial classes.
So, Garb.
Yeah?
That's a good pick. I like Hideyoshi's fun. Yeah. Plus,
you're ugly.
Plus,
go Pino.
He can make impersonations, which is half the fun. Yeah.
It's very
and
good.
You know,
see,
let's
he's
be
talented.
Honest. Let's be honest.
Talented.
At least this isn't those two twins from the Black Lagoon. Let's just...
let's not... God,
next.
Why do you bring them up every fucking time? Pino, who the fuck did you pick? Fuck off, I hate you. Pino, stop. if this is going to be a running fucking gag with your stupid-ass, fake-ass laugh...
Chuck, don't be a baka.
My ribs.
Welcome to the Funny Ha-Ha Podcast.
This is not the funny haha podcast.
Welcome to the two guys laughing at Chuck being angry. Angry Chuck noises.
This is I'm not even hosting this episode.
I picked Minami Shimada for many great reasons.
Minami's flat. Next
flat
question.
Is justice, you sicko. Who wants big boobies when you can have flat? And my arm is now
most
broken.
People. flat chest. Stop.
German power.
Snap. Oh, I can't see it.
No, you can't.
I don't want to lose.
You're
right. I can't. Das Auto. That's all I'll say.
Hey. Guess who I can loot though. Iron Man. Because he.
I didn't even talk about all the good things about Minami.
Then what good?
Minami has a fantastic kind of like one episode thing going on where you see her sad life in Germany. Well, going to Japan from Germany.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the wonderful German accent they gave her in the English dub.
that was fun.
I enjoyed her interactions with the class. She's got that kind of sundere. She has that sunflower chip attitude, as many anime girls have. I can't pronounce Japanese words. It's been 36 episodes. You either gotta say bless you or just not acknowledge me at all.
So pay up.
Gotta pay up, Patreon, if you want me to say things correctly.
Patreon, we will give Pino Japanese lessons if you pay us enough. That's one of our goals. Give Pino Japanese lessons.
It's called
so
the
we
bless
can actually
you Pino
speak
tier.
It. Guys, we added a new tier. It's $100 tier.
$100? I could just go on YouTube.
No, it's the Bless You Pino tier. And anyone who donates
shout out
to
that Lydia.com.
personally can have a one-hour session every month where you teach Pino how to say words and teach him grammar and
I'm
spelling.
I'm not an idiot. I passed my class. Okay, maybe I'm the Baka.
Maybe Pino's the Becca.
Becca. Anyways,
Rebecca.
Red hair is always great. That's one of my. If you're a good character, you've got red hair. So that's a thumbs up on my watch. She can drop kick anyone as good as any man can. So that's amazing. It's true. Have you seen that drop kick?
An unrelated image has come up.
Oh no. I have several questions.
I don't think you're supposed to know
No, Chuck, you have to answer me because you're the one laughing the hardest. Okay. This is Minecraft. Right? Am I right in saying this is Minecraft?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It is.
There is a rope. There is a what looks like Squidward.
It's an iron golem. Is what
okay. It is brown. Why is it? What are you? Why is it doing the thing?
He couldn't take it.
What does this have to do with anything? Why was I added? That is the problem I'm having here.
Because they added a role, and then Chuck wanted to make sure you saw it.
What role? Who added what? What is going on?
Guys, this picture
oh my God.
Of an iron golem has derailed the podcast.
Yeah. So it's a picture of an iron golem attached to a lead, which is on a fence post, but the fence post is on a tree. So the iron golem's just hanging
it's really
on the lead.
I don't like this image. It just looks like a mega block.
And it's like a blurry image, so it adds to the
I don't
charm.
Want it.
Anyway,
okay,
it's
but
perfect.
Minami's the best, and if you say
anyway,
otherwise, then you get out.
Weak as hell.
What do you mean
guys,
weak? She's
weak
great
as hell,
at math,
dude. You know who isn't weak?
Iron Man is a man.
Iron Man
he abuses
is a man,
the kids.
And he kicks ass.
Wouldn't
he does
you?
Not abuse the kids. He just has to take them to remedial classes.
You didn't see the going and peeking in the women's room episode where he basically body slammed a bunch of students.
Yeah, it's because they're not supposed to go into the women's locker room.
But that is the entire goal of being a man.
You know what's weird? You know what's really weird, though?
Bathroom. What?
No, so Iron Man, Tsuchiya Nishimura, yeah. He doesn't have a little boy form. Nope. No, I hate that. I he doesn't have a summon. He doesn't have a summon.
Yeah.
And aye. But he can still enact those battles, which confused me.
Oh, I mean, like, he's a teacher. He has access. Like, he got the ring.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
No, but he doesn't. No, but he doesn't have a stand.
Chuck lost the game.
There's no game because it was already cut out.
It wasn't uploaded on Twitter. Garb also agrees with me.
Yep.
Hey guys, we decided also to not make a Joe joke this episode.
And no, but we talked about it like when I was talking
guys,
about the
ending.
Guys,
we decided not to make a Joe joke this episode, and Chuck lost. So even though me and Garb were like five millimeters to almost losing ourselves, I can finally say it. Minami is German guys. Engineering at its finest. It's the best in the world.
We can end this
but
episode
Iron Man
right
has
here.
Really,
guys, look at this Iron anime. Has German auto out of five.
No, Iron Man has really strong eyebrows.
You know what? I like all the references that he's part of. Like in the intro, he does the whole Akuma thing from Street Fighter. That's a good finisher. Yes. He hides in a box like Snake. It's everything's just amazing. Yeah.
He's very good. I love.
But he's a teacher.
He's a great character.
He's also a teacher. Fine. You're right.
That's fine.
That's a check off.
You know why? and you know why I like him so much? That voice actor does the old Kai from Dragon Ball.
Oh.
And just Dr.
The
Zero.
Elder Kai?
Yeah. No, like old man.
Oh, Kirby the old Kai. One.
Yeah. Elder Kai.
Kirby Kai.
I remember him. I needed to collect coins and doken from him.
His name's Elder Kai.
Yeah, I'm
honorable ancestor, and I love him.
But what about Honorable King Nosehair?
What? And also he's Tao Pai Pai. I fucking love Tao Pai
Pai. Is that the guy with the long hair?
Mm-hmm.
No, he's the assassin who rides on a stick that he throws.
Yeah, it's the one with the ponytail, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, I know my dragon lore. Dragon lore.
Dragon lore. Guy. Gotta go read up that dragon lore.
Can't wait to watch Game of Thrones. Not really.
And also, he's Admiral Perry.
Perry!
Space dandy. He's a dandy guy.
In space.
And though his airbending skills are great, he has a lot to learn before he can save anyone.
But I believe Space Dandy
can save the universe. Anyway, Iron Man's a great character, and I love
him. He needed more screen time second season, but...
He did. He really did. He got fucking dicked out of some of that, and that makes me sad. Anyway, if you want to email us, it's funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. Once again, that's funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. Or subscribe to our Patreon, and then we'll talk about them in this... But we did get an email. We got another one from Sadie.
Wow, that was a real... Oh.
From an... Yeah, so I'm going to read it. So it's... Hopefully she knows that we read these. I think she does.
Hopefully. I hope everybody reads these.
Yeah, so, dear Fabcast, last night I had a dream or two. In one of the dreams, I met all of you and got to podcast with you guys.
Amazing.
And Garb's cat.
Yeah.
And well, the cat was just there.
She's in my lap right now.
I woke up.
Did you take off her bell?
Yes, I did. Oh. For once.
But what about the dog?
Miserable life.
I can't control the dog.
And then, as I normally was listening to your podcast to get to sleep like I do every night, period. The next dream, period. Well, I was at my dance studio and one of you were there, and again the cat. But I also have a question. Ooh. Does one of you have a beard? If so, then that one of you, Chuck Garber Pino, was in my dream. So the bearded one was in the dream. Sadie, P.S. I hope to meet you someday. Well, before we answer that beard question, because I know that's eaten all your heartstrings.
What's a beard?
We will actually be at SmashCon 2019, which is the Smash convention. We mentioned it like before in different podcasts. But if you're in the D.C. metro area, go see us.
We'll be there.
You gotta find me though, because I'm gonna be hiding. That includes you guys.
I'll be tall.
I'll be the
won't
one
find Pino.
Next to the Fox cosplayer.
Kia!
We saw that. That was a real good costume.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Anyway, What?
The guy who dressed up as Fox? That was a real good one.
No, I remember the dude who was Luigi and he laid on the ground because he got killed by...
Oh, yeah. There was a couple Luigi.
I fucking love Luigi that. Luigi. Anyway. Luigi death.
You got a bit of spaghetti on your shirt.
Hey, fuck you, Luigi.
Oh, I'm on the floor.
It's so funny.
That's Mama Luigi to you, Pino.
I'm coming for you.
All right, let's go into the rankings.
Yeah, let's go to the miscellaneous.
Oh, the miscellaneous. Yeah. If you like,
I can't believe none of you even said.
None of us answered
which
the beard
one of us
question.
Has a beard.
Yeah, Pino has a beard.
Yeah.
He's the only one.
Sometimes. I have a beard.
Yeah. Well, like I have my facial hair is blonde, so if it grows out, you don't see it.
Mine just comes in like gross patches, and it looks awful.
So I'm the mid.
Now you'll have to specify what kind of beard it was, and now you'll know.
What color beard was it?
Yeah. Color was the skin.
What color man was it? Would be an easier question.
What is a man?
A miserable little pile of weeaboo. Shit.
Oh no.
Anyway, did anyone of us listen to the sub?
I watched the sub once. It was alright.
Was it fine?
Yeah,
it's fine.
I enjoyed it. I mean, I still prefer English over over Japanese. Almost in Spanish over Japanese.
I've come to the point where I look forward to dubs because I don't have to read.
Yeah.
And I can do other
stuff. No, but there's some shows where I'm like, I need to watch the sub. But also, yes.
There's a dub out there for that, right?
Oh yeah, it's new.
There should be. It's coming out. Also, just backtracking a little bit, on Gmail you have automatic messages back. So after Sadie's email, I could respond, "Congratulations, very cool,
very cool,
love it,
all of
and
them."
And I think that's very cool.
I think that's real cool too. Yeah,
very
like it's
cool.
Congratulations.
I feel nice.
Very cool.
Anyway, we can rank now, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to watch the show, it's got references. So, you know, if you're an Anna Weeb, then go ahead.
Was there actually a JoJo reference in the show?
Yes.
The first screenshot I posted in the Discord.
Yeah, and then
there's
posted
a lot of them.
And then the menacing.
One on Twitter.
There's a lot of
screenshots.
Yeah,
there's so many menacing.
I expect Garb to be the one that always opens the spoiler ones, because I feel like he doesn't respect that.
I absolutely open them immediately.
This time it's just going to be... Doubt. It's gonna be like something you don't. It's gonna be the baby emoji, and you're just gonna be.
You fucker.
Yeah.
I'll post.
He's gonna meme us.
I'll post the face.
Don't do it. I swear.
Don't you dare. Anyway, let's go rankings. Garb, you go first.
All right. So this show was pretty good. I would watch it again in time. So I'm gonna give it a.
Oh no! My Goku head fell off.
A solid. 2.9.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Seems about right.
It
wasn't changing my world.
Of course.
But it was adequate.
Mm-hmm. It's fun. A fun time. Chuck?
I'm giving it a 2.85.
Nice.
It didn't blow me out of the water, but it's still like a show that I could enjoy and watch. I don't think I would be coming back to it anytime soon, but I wouldn't if someone said, "Yo, is this like should I avoid this?" I'd be like, no, you can watch
it. Go ahead, have fun. Knock yourself
it's wholesome
out.
Family fun.
Yeah. Wholesome. Wait a second. I don't know if you can watch that with your family.
You underestimate my family.
wait.
You
wait.
Underestimate my eyeballs.
Oh, no.
I can't see that.
You underestimate the language barrier. Ouch, that hurt me. And I made the joke.
That's actually funny. Pino, what do you rank this anime?
Coming back to it, it was real nice. It was a nice journey. I'd waited a long time to watch it again. You know, I forgot
a
lot.
Home.
Yeah, I forgot a lot. Except for the last
maybe
episode.
You should study.
Study. study. Yeah, I give this a 3.2 out of 5.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I'm a simple man. I see funny, I laugh.
Yeah.
I see
very
I see best girl, I enjoyed it a lot more.
Very, very modest all around.
Yeah.
And I see
so I can give it a 5 out of 4. No.
Bless you. But what are we watching next
what
week?
We
that's you, Garblex.
Oh, shit. I don't remember. I thought we were watching Yu-Yu next. That's right.
No, you dumb
wait,
doofus.
We're not watching Yu-Yu next?
No.
How the hell did I start watching Yu-Yu?
No, Yu-Yu's after this one.
What are we watching next?
It's just a lot of you. We're watching Darling in the Franxx, which I don't remember putting there.
Really?
But as anyone who's an avid listener will know, I'm a big fan of Studio Trigger. I've not seen Darling in the Franxx, but Chuck has.
Oh, I've seen only like 10 episodes, and then I said this is not worth my time.
Ooh, so you spent 10 episodes? Oh, no. Yeah, I watched 876 episodes of One Piece and then said this is not my time. Nah, I'm kidding. I watched only
One
2.
One Piece was crazy good this week.
But yeah, that's next time.
Yeah, we're going to watch a Studio Trigger anime. But also, I'm going to do a funny little thing because we are, after Darling in the Franxx, we're going to be watching 3 shonen anime in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to catch up, we will. We're going to be watching Yu Yu Hakusho after that. And then we'll announce what happens after that. It's one of those shonen anime, though, after mm-hmm. Darling in the Franxx. So we will see. So
it was an accident, too, that we just kind of rolled with it.
Yeah. Whatever happened to Naruto? I thought we were going to watch that.
We're going to watch it later. I'm going to host that episode because I love Naruto.
Oh. Well, I mean, happy month of shonen, everyone.
Guess. Happy shonen month. When is that?
I guess it's going to be April.
No, because April is when
it's April
this
for
one
us.
Released.
Oh, then it'll be June?
It's April 3rd right now. Yeah, June is going to be shonen month.
Dude, it's almost E3.
No, May. May
Guy,
is shonen month.
Gamers.
May
oh,
is shonen
wow,
month.
I forgot the month of May. Goodness. How could I forget?
Anyway, this has been the Funky Anime Podcast. Pi, no outro us, please.
All right. Well, the guy... the guy... Iron Man just walked in the room, and the guy who was dribbling and scribbling and ribbling on his piece of paper, well, that's Garb being pulled away into remedial class.
Guys, no, don't do this to me. No, I swear.
Any characters who die must go to a remedial class.
Uh-huh. I wasn't even doodling. It was a coffee stain. I said that in the beginning.
The guy on the other hand of Iron Man also being dragged into the remedial classroom for looking at the other paper, well, that's Garb. I mean, that's Chuck. What?
Yeah.
I can't believe there's 2 Garbs.
There's 2 Garbs. Welcome to the Garbcast.
Guys, welcome to the Garbcast, the highly anticipated show that nobody actually wanted.
Garb relax, Pino. Garb relax. Something. Panty and stocking intro.
Can
I'm
you
saving
guys,
that.
Can you guys keep it down? Because I gotta.
You're
gotta
being pulled away,
test.
My friend.
No, I gotta finish this test.
You're being pulled.
Iron Man.
Oh,
please.
You're in the.
Iron
you're Man. No, you're being. You're in the process of going to the remedial class.
No, stop pulling me. I'm
nope.
trying to finish this.
No, you're coming with me now.
No, please.
And the one whose lifeless body is on the floor for accidentally calling someone flat. Well, that's me. That's Pino.
He's dead.
Hey, I guess he's the flat one now.
Now you got it.
thank you for listening to the Funky Anime Podcast.
Now let's continue laughing.
Make sure to check out our Patreon and follow us on everything. And then
Twitter.
Make sure to tell your mom that she loves you. She's been going through a rough time this week.
Yeah,
make
it's sure true. Just, mom, I love you.
Oh, be sure to pet your dog one extra time for the each of us.
I don't have
so
a dog.
So three
I'm
times.
Three extra what? Times.
I'm going to pet... I have a stuffed
Kirby. I'm going to pet my
no,
pillow.
I have a stuffed
pet.
Kirby. I'm going to go pet my Kirby for you guys.
Yeats I'm petting my cat right now.
For every listen that we get, I will pet my Kirby one more time.
Nice. Can we get 50 pets for Kirby?
Can we get 50 Kirby pets in the first week? Anyway, guys, make
or
sure to tell
Kirby
your mom
goes
you love
hungry.
Her. Thanks for coming and partying with this awful episode of the podcast.
Thanks. This is the best episode of the podcast.
Bye. Bye.
Guys, this is the worst episode of the podcast.
Guys, I can't believe this is the worst episode of the podcast. The Funky Anime Podcast is a program made by Upchucked, Garbalax, and Pindoplane. You can find Upchucked as Upchucked on YouTube or Upchucked Gaming on Twitter. You can find Garbalax with Garbalax on Twitch, or you can find him Garbalax on Twitter. You can find Pindoplane on Twitter, Pindoplane 2. And you can find the Funky Anime Podcast itself on Twitter at 3WeeBros. And you can find us on YouTube, 3WeeBros, or just look up Funky Anime Podcast. You'll find us anywhere. It is edited and produced by Garbalax and Upchuck. Moral support by Pindoplane. And I want to just thank you all for listening. You can rate us on iTunes. Anything like that is wonderful. And you can email us at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. Thank you.